This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Kelly Fasane is a staff writer at the magazine, and he and I share a lot of interests. We've both covered sports, music, politics, but I've got to admit he's much better at me at keeping up on what's new. So, Kay, I try like crazy to keep pace with you, but I gather your latest enthusiasm is somebody I confess I've never heard of, and I really should, and that's Angel Olsen.
Yeah, I've been listening to her music a lot, and often when I really love something, it's partly because I'm slightly confused by it. And Angel Olsen makes this kind of mysterious, it's related to country music and folk music and the kind of old, weird American music, but she has what a lot of people in that world don't have, which is an incredible voice. Sometimes compared to Roy Orbison, and she has this kind of mournful, slightly quavering voice, and she uses it to make these songs that are really, really specific, but not quite so specific that you can figure them out.
I gather there's a song called Sister that you think is especially great.
Yeah, I mean, it's 8 minutes long, which is not what we were expecting on this record.
So, and like Visions of Johanna for today.
and Sister is this song that basically is two halves. It starts off really intense, and then something happens in the middle, and it switches, and it turns into this long sort of rock and roll fade out. And when she came by, I asked her to talk a little bit about it.
Thanks for coming to talk to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm wondering about this song, Sister. You know, it seems in some ways like kind of a sort of a focal point on the record. And you're probably, I don't know if you're now regretting an interview you gave a couple of years ago where you said that if you write a song that with mother or father or sister and people say, is that about your sister?
Yeah.
That you kind of can't be surprised or you can't blame
them. Just like I can't be surprised. I'm getting all kinds of like feminist and, you know, inquiries about the title of the record.
Because you called it My Woman.
Yeah. And so for Sister, it was more about, yeah, conjuring up the kind of a reflection of myself with someone who's really close to me and having a very special like love with them that's not necessarily romantic, or a love with a person that's familial. But I also I'm just surprised by some of the pointed questions that I get. It feels like if I had said something else about it, or if it was called something else, that I wouldn't have gotten, like if it was My Man, no one would have questioned it. You know what I mean? So it is an interesting conversation piece in a way.
Right. Can we listen to a little bit of it?
Yeah, that's fine. It's a little like watching myself naked in a room, but I'm down.
Together like a dream.
studio perspective, like in the studio, like with the speakers of the studio.
You mean loud or just better?
Better and loud, yeah. To be totally like encompassed. But yeah, there you go.
One thing that this song has that a lot of your songs have is a certain kind of like heightened intensity, like a super emotionally vivid sense. Were you always set on Sister being nearly 8 minutes long?
No, I had no idea when I wrote it that it was that long. And then I was like, you know, in some ways, I think there are parts of this particular song that sort of nod to like Stevie Nicks or Neil Young, or in my head they do. I don't know if that comes across. Neil Young on the beach is a perfect example of that, and in that, like, he just kind of lets go and just does what he wants in that song and makes it as long as possible. Like, I wanted to, there was definitely intent to take what I learned from hearing those kinds of songs and apply it to my own writing and my own singing.
Let's listen again to near closer to the middle of the song, which, okay, where we're kind of moving from one part into another. Even my questionable computer speakers,
yeah,
will not dilute the mighty power of that song. That's the true test, I guess.
I didn't realize that by writing such a lengthy song that it would be reflecting the actual lyrical content of itself. And I, you know, just listening back, it's like you think it's about to be over in that moment, and then it's about to really go into the solo. And to me, that's what the song is about. It's like you think you know everything, or you think you know something or someone or whatever the situation is, like, really well, and that you've realized all this stuff about it, and then you live life a little bit longer and you're shown over and over again, like, I don't have it all figured out.
Singer and songwriter Angel Olsen talking about her song Sister off the new record, My Woman. She spoke with the New Yorker's Kelly Fasano.